While a sharp drop in skilled immigrants has accounted for the majority of a 10,000 fall in new resident numbers. National's immigration spokesperson Michael Woodhouse is pointing the finger at New Zealand First, saying the party's dark hand is influencing the government's immigration policy. Jill Bonnet reports.
Overall, resident numbers fell from more than 47,000 to fewer than 38,000 in the last financial year, and almost three quarters of that fall was down to a decrease in skilled immigrants. The Association for Migration and Investments chair, June Ranson, says the government has been trying to make it harder to get residents' visas.
I think in some respects this is going to backfire. Employers need these people. And these people are quite happy coming in on work visas, but there's an expectation that they can in fact progress to residence.
While resident numbers fell, temporary work visas are on the rise, up 4,000 to more than 230,000. The former Immigration Minister, National's Michael Woodhouse, says it's a significant drop in skilled workers at a time when the economy badly needs them.
We do have this almost perverse trend at the moment. We're getting very high numbers and increasing numbers of lower skilled workers coming in on temporary visas, but lower numbers of higher skilled workers gaining residence.
He denies the fall is down to changes that his government made to visa settings. He says employers and immigrants are reporting poor and slow decisions from Immigration New Zealand.
Very spurious grounds for declining or for deferring applications are being used by Immigration New Zealand. The process is slowing down, the quality of the decisions is poorer. By MB's own measures of their performance.
An immigration advisor, Aranima Dingra, says fairness is a question that's coming up more and more. She says waiting times for visas, rapid and frequent changes in policy, and a hard line in decision making are all taking their toll on New Zealand's attractiveness to skilled workers.
We used to have a lot of credibility, and I hope it comes back. But with the changes that have happened, and I think especially the way these changes have been announced, there's obviously the risk of losing our credibility, and that's where we are. You know, we're so far away from the rest of the world. Our brand is really important to how we sell the country and how people come in.
Mr. Woodhouse says in the background, what he calls the dark hand of New Zealand First is driving the trend to fewer residence visas. The Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, says there's no truth to that. He says he's looking at what can be done to encourage skilled immigrants.
Whether we can do a better job of targeting skilled migrants and providing opportunities for them to achieve residency. At the moment, I don't think that the residency program is sufficiently well targeted.
He says Labour had no specific campaign pledge about residence numbers, and the fall is the effect of the previous government's policy changes. For Summer Report, Jill Bonnet.